Unto the prophet Jonas I read the word of the Lord, secretly I came, saying to Nineveh, pass thou with speed to that mighty city of wondrous fame. Against it, quoth he, cry out and be free. Their wickedness great is come up to me. Sin is the cause of great sorrow and care, but God through repentance his vengeance doth spare. Then Jonas rose up immediately, and from the presence of the Lord God, he sought by sea a way to fly, and went down to Joppa, where many ships rode. The fare he did pay, and so got away, and thus the Lord's word he did disobey. Sin is the cause of great sorrow and care, but God through repentance his vengeance doth spare. But God sent out such a mighty great wind that a sore tempest upon the sea came, which greatly tormented the mariner's mind, their ship being like to be broke by the same. And being afraid, no time they delayed, but each unto his God earnestly prayed. Sin is the cause of great sorrow and care, but God through repentance his vengeance doth spare. Yet seeing the tempest continue so sore to lighten their ship, they thought it the best. Into the rough sea, therefore, they cast o'er all their rich merchandise ere they did rest. But while they did weep, Jonas did sleep, and under the hatches himself he did keep. Sin is the cause of great sorrow and care, but God through repentance his vengeance doth spare. Then came the shipmaster to Jonas in hast, saying, thou sluggard, why sleepest thou so? We being in danger away to be cast, rise, pray to thy God to release our great woe. For well you may see that likely we be each one to be drowned without remedy. Sin is the cause of sorrow and care, but God through repentance his vengeance doth spare. Then each unto his fellow did say, come, let us cast lots between us each one, to know for which of our sins this day this grievous tempest upon us is blown. Then truth for to tell, when wifely and well the lots were all cast, upon Jonas it fell. Sin is the cause of great sorrow and care, but God through repentance his vengeance doth spare. When they perceived the lot to fall so, they asked of Jonas immediately, from whence he did come, and where he would go, where he was born, and in what country. Then Jonas replied, and never denied, but all the whole truth unto them descried. Sin is the cause of great sorrow and care, but God through repentance his vengeance doth spare. I am an Hebrew, you shall understand, and the Lord God of heaven I only serve, which made the sea and eke the dry land, but from his commandment late I did swerve. In seeking to fly from his majesty, he hath laid upon me this great misery. Sin is the cause of sorrow and care, but God through repentance his vengeance doth spare. Then said the mariners, tell us with speed, what shall we do with thee in this case, that this great tempest may cease in our need, which rageth extremely in every place. Cast me in the sea, thus Jonas did say, for 'tis for my sake you are plagued this day. Sin is the causer of sorrow and care, but God through repentance his vengeance doth spare. Nevertheless, the men were afraid and sought for to row the ship unto land, but could not prevail. The tempest so played that they in great peril of life still did stand. O Lord, then quoth they, we humbly pray for this man, let us not perish this day. Sin is the cause of great sorrow and care, but God through repentance our vengeance doth spare. Then took they up Jonas in place where he stood, and threw him out of the ship in the sea. And present lie the fierce raging flood, with the great tempest the Lord did allay. And then present lie they all did espy, that the sea most calm and most quiet did lie. Sin is the cause of great sorrow and care, but God through repentance his vengeance doth spare. A great whale fish the Lord sent that way, which swallowed up Jonas immediate lie. 3 days and 3 nights in his belly he lay, and there full oft to the Lord he did cry. Then God did command the whale out of hand to call up the prophet upon the dry land. Sin is the causer of sorrow and care, but God through repentance his vengeance doth spare. The word of the Lord came to Jonas again, saying, go to Nineveh's mighty city, and preach unto that people most plain the words which I before showed thee. Then Jonas arose, to the city he goes, and daily to them God's judgment he shows. 40 days after yet remaineth, quoth he, and Nineveh then destroyed shall be. The king and the people of Nineveh then, at Jonas' preaching, repented full sore. They proclaimed a fast both to beasts and to men, and sackcloth and ashes most humbly they wore. And most bitter lie to God they did cry, asking forgiveness and craving mercy. For 40 days yet remaineth, quoth he, and Nineveh then destroyed shall be. Their great repentance the Lord did behold, their true humble hearts in every degree. To them his mercy that he did then unfold, and turned his punishment from their city. His favor and grace he sent to that place, and all their offenses he clean did deface. Sin is the causer of sorrow and care, but God through repentance his vengeance doth spare. At this was Jonas greatly displeased, and thus to the Lord in anger he said, now well I see thy wrath is appeased, whereby all falsehood to me will be laid. And therefore, quoth he, most blessed should I be, if my hateful life thou shouldst take now from me. Sin is the causer of sorrow and care, but God through repentance his vengeance doth spare. So Jonas went out of the city with speed, and on the east a booth he did make, there to behold, to mark and take heed, what course with the city the Lord God would take, where God in one night brought up in his sight a wild vine to shadow him from the sun's heat. Sin is the causer of sorrow and care, but God through repentance his vengeance doth spare. Jonas of this was wondrous glad, for great was the force of the sun in that place, and he by that means a good covering had. But God the next day the vine did deface, so then the sun's heat on him did so beat, that for this vine Jonas' anger was great. Sin is the causer of sorrow and care, but God through repentance his vengeance doth spare. Then said the Lord God to Jonas again, and dost thou well to be angry for this? He said, I do well to be angry certain, seeing my comfort so soon I do miss, And better, quoth he, it is now for me to die than to live in this misery. Sin is the causer of sorrow and care, for God's repentance his vengeance doth spare. And hast thou such pity, the Lord God did say, on this wild vine which sprung in one night, and in a night likewise did wither away, which thou never plantest nor cost thee a mite? Then why should not I, in tender mercy, pity this great repenting city? Sin is the cause of great sorrow and care, but God by repentance his vengeance doth spare.